Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is winning out inside you? The excitement of 3-0 or the bummer of Nick Bosa's out for the year with a torn ACL? How about we go out to Jonathan in the city? Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for the call.
Hey, the sweet emotion is because of the winning. 3-0, first place in the division. What a start. I especially love the way they're winning. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is, you know, doing a masterful job of using the air yardage right now, especially with what you guys are doing, what we all saw, that very gutsy fourth down play down the sideline. That was beautiful, guys. And also, I want to say, hey, what a super gutsy performance by Mac Jones. He got kind of injured there. Hopefully, it's not too serious like Nick's, because they're just falling like flies again, man. I don't know what it is. It's probably the water in Santa Clara. But, it's also, I want to say, thank God that the special teams is special again, man. Eddie kicked a game-winning field goal. I thought we're really going to get undone by the safety. Thank God the offense was able to engineer a drive to get that field goal as time expires. And, Nick's injured, but it's like a blessing in disguise. Now we get to see more of the young guys that they picked up through the draft. And, let's just keep this going. Go Niners.
Jonathan, thanks. I wouldn't call it a blessing in disguise. I do love the positivity. I do want to point something else out, though, for special teams. I know that we see field goals go through the upright, and we get excited, and we think special teams are all set. The safety is on the special teams. And you've got to keep little things like this in mind. Here's what I mean by that. There used to be a rule. I see it get broken now all the time. And I know Sky Moore is new to the Niners. I don't know to what level this conversation has happened, and I don't know if the 49ers even agree with me. But the deal used to be, if you're a punt returner and you're standing on the 10 and the ball is over your head, let it go, because there's a very high chance it's going to go into the end zone. Did you see what happened on the next Cardinal punt? Sky Moore.
Fair catch.
No, he let it go over his head. And it went in the end zone. So the Niners started at the 20, and they ended up with a game-winning field goal. Instead, the prior time, he does a fair catch all the way back at the 5. That's a losing play. What are you really gaining there? Are you stopping the chances of it being at the 4 or the 3? You're already at the 5. There's no point in catching the ball there in a fair catch situation. You are much better off letting the ball go, see if it goes into the end zone. If it doesn't, maybe you're at the 3, maybe you're at the 2, whatever. You're already at the 5. You're already kind of buried back there. Do not catch the ball back there, especially with an immobile quarterback who is dinged. Like, that set Mac Jones and the offensive lineup for a lack of success, and then it's exactly what happened. So, obviously Pooney shares some responsibility. I'm not saying otherwise, but the special team, those are little things that are still happening that I would love to see be cleaner.
Special teams, though, getting better.
Yes.
You can't deny that it's getting better. And the second punt that you're referring to, that was a no-brainer. That thing was already going to balance at the 2 or the 1. The other one, he's backing up from the 10. And, yeah, you need to know where you started the 10, and if you're backing up, you should probably let that one go. And that turned out to be a bad play. And, you know, you're at the 6, though. That doesn't automatically mean that it's going to be a safety. And
no,
so
of course not.
I look more at Dominic Pooney on that. And, you know, the Niners' offensive line had 3 holds in the second half, and that is an issue that's going to be there. And, you know, you look at, actually, it wasn't all the offensive line. Tonjes had a hold,
yep,
and Pooney had a hold, and that one in the end zone, that was an easy call. That was a no-brainer.
Well, it was an easy call, except for this. Here's my question about the two, the safety and then the almost safety with Kyler Murray. It feels like we're getting into a real fuzzy picture here, where Kyler's got 86% of his bodies in the end zone, but it's not a safety because little pieces of his...
The ball. It's the ball.
The ball, partially in the end zone, then out of the end zone.
It has to be all of him and all the ball.
But then I would say, why not the same for Dominic Pooney's hold, which clearly started at the 2-yard line. So, like, to me, it's just... I'm not saying it wasn't a hold. It was. But the letter of the law tells me that if anything and any part of your body is out of the end zone, then that's what plays. And Pooney's hold, like, yeah, he got dragged into the end zone holding the guy.
Right. So like, when did the hold start?
To me, it started at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if it started that early. And, you know, obviously the ref didn't see it or didn't call it until it got in the end zone. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of a gray area. But for me, it's partly Sky Moore, yes. And I do think that the special teams was, by and large, much better. You had a kickoff where I think it was Guerrero caught it in the end zone, and he just took a knee. And so, lesson learned, yeah, exactly, touchback. Here we go out to the 35. So I do think they're making progress. They gave up one big kick return, but other than that, they were much, much better.
This is going to sound mean, but here's another reason for Guerrero to take a knee if he catches it in the end zone. He doesn't appear to be very good at returning kicks.
No.
He's not very good at it. Dude, when you do catch it at the 2, you get knocked down by the first guy. You pick the wrong spot to run every time. I don't even know if he ever gets out to the 30, which is just kind of like the baseline now.
I got him with a 20-yard return in the fourth quarter to the 28. He caught it. That was a low-line drive.
Yeah.
He got 20 yards to the 28. But otherwise, it was, yeah, Sky Moore had a 30-yarder. And beyond that, there weren't that many big explosives.
No, it does not look right. Isaac Guerrero is arrow down for me right now. You know what I mean? I think there's the injury thing that keeps happening with him. Not very good at returning kicks. I think the 49ers got Brian Robinson for a reason. I don't think they love him as a backup running back. And they got to see him, obviously, in a situation that was low leverage late last year. And, you know, he had some moments. It's a moments that were nice. He broke some runs here or there, but I don't love Isaac Guerrero's vision, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you've got Sky Moore, who's got questionable hands and questionable judgment. So what are you going to do with kick returns?
Better returner, though. Like, he's been, you know, I don't love that he caught that ball that I was just talking about, but his returns have been much better than Isaac Guerrero's.
Yep, I got him here for a 30-yarder after Arizona got that field goal in the second half. He got a 30-yarder out to the 36, and that was the one where he broke a tackle and, you know, got a little bit of a positive impact on that play. But special teams, for me, last year were a flat F across the board.
Totally.
And so now, I mean, yesterday was probably their best game, better than a C, but overall, it's still kind of middle of the road, but improving.
Can you imagine if that was Jake Moody that went out there
for the game winner?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, people would be like,
would you have left the TV
nauseous
on?
Yeah.
I'm going for a walk. Tell me later if it went in or not.
And when you watch his kicks, Eddie Pinero, they come off the foot and they are
right
dead straight
down Broadway.
Or what, even if they're not actually, like, even if they're not right down the middle,
his first one was a little dicey.
Right, but they're not going like left to right or right to left.
Correct.
They are straight.
They're straight.
Whether or not it's like a little bit of a block or a little bit of a pull, it's dead straight off the foot.
Let's go to Matt in San Jose. 888-957-9570. What's hitting you today? What's winning inside your emotions? Is it the high of the wins or the low of Bosa? Hey, Matt, what's up?
You know what? What wins more so is the 3-0 start, and I'm going to, I guess, use the schedule Sam conversation we had last week talking about, you know, it's just the Saints. And if the schedule's – they're playing the Jaguars. Like, are they good enough to beat the Jaguars without Nick Bosa? Well, yeah, sure. I mean, are they good enough to beat the Rams? Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Like, they have enough time to get the offense healthy, get players back, get the reinforcements, and still keep pushing this thing forward as – Saleh figures out how to work with these guys without Bosa. Maybe they do make a trade. They have so much time to figure it out. What if they develop into a championship defense over the course of the season and Robert Saleh's doing the thing and they're high-fiving and jumping on the sidelines and stuff, and here's Brock Purdy. He's healthy. He's got Ayuk back. He's got Jennings back. Ricky Pearsall is Ricky Pearsall. I mean, good God, this guy, he looks like he could be a Pro Bowler.
Baller. I mean,
they have the pieces that could make a really, really good team, and the schedule doesn't really give them too many challenges.
Matt, I agree with you, but and even more so because – and thanks, Matt. I don't love looking at schedules 6, 7, 8 weeks down the road and assuming we know what that's going to look like because, you know, 2 weeks ago you would have won, hey, Vikings, Bengals, that's an interesting game. And then it ended up being Carson Wentz against Jake Browning.
Right.
I have no idea what this is all going to look like in November. But what you're buying yourself right now is wiggle room. Like, the Niners probably will have some sort of a valley at some point this year. Why? I don't know. You know, like, you have to go to Indianapolis. That was going to be easy. Now it looks like it's going to be hard. There might be some weird games. There might be other injuries. But you've bought yourself a lot with a 3-0 start and two of them being within the division. You have bought yourself a lot. You have more division wins this year than you had last year.
Exactly.
That's incredible. It's incredible. That's I have a hard time believing that this 3-0 start is not going to sort of come into our collective consciousness later on and go, Buta, good thing you won those games.
For sure.
You know
especially
what I mean?
When you didn't have Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
So Mac Jones, who again was good enough and he wasn't necessarily great, and you got in the fourth quarter and he threw a bad interception and you thought, oh God, okay, that pick's going to cost you the game. And the defense stood up and then you got the ball back and you gave up a safety, and that was not on Mac Jones, but you fell behind again, and then you had to give the ball back, and the defense stood up again. And then Mac Jones, okay, go down there and drive us down here and get us into a spot where you can win the game, and he did. So you went 2-0 with Mac Jones, and you probably should have Brock Purdy back this week, I would guess. I would put it at very probable. And
seems like it, yeah.
It seems like if you have Brock back, and so if Mac comes in and he goes 2-0, if Mac Jones goes 2-0 as your backup, including one divisional win and one road win, what are we even talking about? That's found money right there.
Completely. That's actually a great phrase for what I think the Niners season has been so far. It's found money. Two of these three on the road. Two of these three are in the division. Other players are dropping passes constantly, seemingly, that could put the game away. And they're just not doing it. So things have gone their way, even in the face of all the injury luck not going their way. Mike in Santa Clara is next. Hi, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. So many mixed emotions. I don't even know where to begin. I'm happy with the win, but obviously the Bosa injury is huge. I think that they do make a move to get an edge rusher just to, just basically back him up at this point. The other thing that worries me is this offensive line. I do worry especially with Mac Jones, especially if Brock Purdy is not going to be back. We don't know that for sure yet, but if Mac is going to be hobbled as he is already, you know, where is that going to be? The special teams, you know, it looks a lot better than it used to be. And I'm not just talking kicker. I'm just talking in general. yeah, there were some mishaps on that. But, you know, again, guys, I'm just all over the place on this. I'm just curious what you guys think about where the Niners go at this point. I think they do need a new edge rusher to back up the Nick Bosa injury. But, man, I'm still a little nervous about what the hell is going to happen moving forward. So that's all I wanted to kind of get across.
Mike, I get it. I think you speak for many people where it's like it's really hard to define whether this is a good day or a bad day. It's a lot of both. All I can do is kind of share what I try to do in these situations, and I have found, admittedly, this is one of the hardest things to do in life. But how to think about what the Niners should do or where they are, it's Monday. It's Monday, September 22nd.
Yep.
So let's do Monday, September 22nd. In a football sense, because there's no game for 6 days, I would say, what do they do? You go play Jacksonville. That's what you do. Don't even worry about the Rams in a week and a half yet. Like, no, I would not make a call and overpay for a star defensive lineman today. I would not do that. It's like, that's blinking. Like, you're 3-0. Be 3-0. And go face the team you're favored to beat again this weekend in the Jacksonville Jaguars, hopefully with your starting quarterback back on the field, and hopefully that's a healthier outcome in terms of the players and all of those things this weekend. I think the time will come as to, A, do the Niners need to pick up someone else? B, is someone else available? C, does their record at the time call for that? And I think that the answer to all three of those things is probably yes, but that's why I'm stoked. They're 3-0,
yeah,
and it's Monday, September 22nd, and the Jaguars are on a plane this weekend, and I like the Niners' chance to beat them too.
You've got 6 more games until the deadline, and the deadline's on the 4th of November, and you've got the Giants 2 days before that, and you go to New York at that point. And so in 6 games, Cincinnati might be in sell mode. The Giants probably will be. Who knows who else is going to be looking to move off of pieces that you may want to acquire, and you may find out that Mykel Williams is actually really, really good on the outside. And he's played inside, he's played outside, he's kind of moved around a little bit, but you're going to find out what you actually have on your team. If you can have Mykel Williams go out there and be more of a defensive end, and CJ West and Alfred Collins and all the rest of the guys in the interior who've been so good, and Sam Okawanu, who's been good, and Yetur Gross-Matos. You've got a really deep defensive line. You may not miss Nick Bosa as much as we all think that you do right now. Now, I know he's a star, and he is your best defensive player in the front. I think Fred Warner's your best defensive player overall, but you may find that you can make do with what you have and still be a good defense.
Maybe. I don't think by any stretch the defense has now totally got their pants around their ankles. I just know that the presence of Nick Bosa makes everybody else a better player. He is one of those players, and that's my concern today. It's not even just about the Bosa production in and of itself in a vacuum. It's about the fact that his presence means that you've got more one-on-one time for the other pass rushers. You have in coverage, those guys need to be good for a second less than they will need to be now. It doesn't mean they can't do it, but it is going to be harder. It's going to be harder for all of those other players, and many of them are going to have to grow up fast. Let's go to another Jonathan in Alaska. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, I actually got a couple thoughts. I'm actually down the middle on the whole thing here. So super thrilled with the win. I mean, that's the kind of game we would have lost last year. So they came through when they had to. This Nick thing, it's just a bummer because the rookies were looking really good. The team, they're getting better game by game, but then with Nick as one of the leaders and with him out now, I think we could still be a playoff team, but with him out, I think our ceiling is significantly lower. Like, cause we could get there, but he's the kind of guy who could just wreck a game, a playoff game, make one play, can swing a game. And I don't know. It's not quite the same example because the Lions had a lot of other injuries last year, but you know, they lost Aiden Hutchinson last year and they had a great year, but got to the playoffs. They couldn't stop anybody. So I just think it lowers our ceiling and that's what bums me out about it.
No, there's no question.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it too.
It is at the same time though, again, the way I'm going to choose to look at this is to say the lower the ceiling, you're already flashing forward to December and January. And I don't know who's on the team yet. So that can change. That absolutely can change. And I also don't know how many of you were looking at the 49ers as a true Super Bowl contender, even with Nick. Is that how you were thinking about this?
No, of course not.
So
of course not.
You know, depends on what perspective you started with, I guess.
Yeah, and I started with the perspective of, they couldn't win the division. They can be a team that wins a game, and then you get down to the final four teams in your conference, and you're going to have a hard time. Green Bay, wow, even though yesterday was, you know, a little bit sideways, and Jordan Love, bad game. Is it a trend? Oh, we don't really know.
They have a good defense.
Philadelphia is a really good team, and, you know, they found a way to beat the Rams, who I think the Rams are also a really good team. Tampa Bay is interesting without Mike Evans, and we don't know how long he'll be out, if it's 4 weeks or longer with the hamstring. That sure looked like a classic grade two, like kind of a George Kittle, where he might be out for longer. But Tampa's a team, I think, that is dangerous. So even if you get to that divisional round in the playoffs, you're going to face a really good team. And if you beat that team, you'll face an even better team. And if you win that game, you'll face a team in the AFC who is unlike any team you'll face all year.
The only bad news in looking at the framework of the NFC is that the Niners play in what is, and we told you this before, is a very high floor division. I don't know if it's great at the top, but boy, it's great at the bottom. The Niners are in first place by themselves. They're also a game out of last place. Like, everybody's got a winning record. And that, by far and away, is the only division who can say something like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.